The tea house poem is Veni Hongrum. Veni Hongrum is that rare creature in our world, a poet's poet. There is no greater literary compliment. She writes, what bliss, after such abstinence, to look at the world through a poet's eye. Although she will deny this, already having dismissed the book as random scribblings, Vini lives in autopoiesis. She has a compulsive appetite for words. She cannot help herself. The poetry falls on the page as direct from the inside. There is no clever abstraction, no symptom, no half-truth. You are directly spoken to. You have to listen. This book, The Treehouse Poems, is remarkably spare, but of no small measure, and one in places which many of us would not have the courage to announce to the world, let alone to write. In this collection, Vini is a poet of loss, beauty, uncertainty, question and renewal. The losses are multiple and crucial. Some poems ache like a hole in the bosom. A seemingly endless night, dreaming of Jared, thinking of Jared, weeping for Jared, brief, harsh outbursts. While others sight into unexpected and zen-like apertures, the natural world is distilled, effortlessly promoted, and yet even in that, it leans into you only just. There is always a delicate untelling, an audit, a pause between each word. Dusk, trees are motionless, a late bird winging home. As one moment fills, another empties. Not as some kind of substitution or submission, but of a life well lived, honest to that which is, however uncomfortable. This is a rare unfolding. This tension creates a return onto itself. A disturbance becomes an opening, or sometimes the other way around. It makes me, the reader, look inside and then out. Sometimes I feel myself quite uncertain, even juvenile. It takes several reads. Despite the simplicity, you are never quite assured of your grip. Willows now in full leaf, but how much longer? This is exactly the courage that I had early talked of. As Jean-Luc Marion once said, the body of the text does not belong to the text itself, but to the one who is embodied in it. And yes, Vini is fully embodied here, almost to a fault. I get the feeling that poetry is where she finds her understanding of the world. These poems are a place of reckoning, intrinsically poised on the narrative of physical pain, grief, family identity, observation and wonder. It writes only that which is needed. Sometimes she just hangs on. After I speak here today, Vini will undoubtedly take my hand, as she has done many times before, and she will thank me, humbly telling me that she could not have written such words. But we all know that this cannot be true, because inside every poet is another poet, from Vini to me, and to her from those who came before. This is our sensibility, Vini, our lineage. In honour of this and our friendship, this book, my favourite amongst your volume, will never be far from my reach. I will carry it for a long time, Vini, and for that I am grateful. So with these few words, I launch this book, but it is with my heart I push it out to the world. Vini Hongrum, The Tea House Poems. Thank you. Two goats, motionless, on the little bridge across the Dan Stillwell. Lunch at the home of a friend. Three people talking poetry. And poets reading poetry, agreeing to meet again. Another losing my handbag dream. Such tedious insecurities. On the path to my cottage, the quince tree, now in blossom. Slowly, painfully, making my way through the high grasses, along the dam wall, to view the water lilies before they fade. Daylight saving, now, at 6:30 a.m, a moon still bright in the eastern sky. Late frost, the young persimmon tree outside my window may not survive. A barbecue last night, goat meat, homegrown veg, friends come in to share. My son kisses me, sees to my comfort, escorts me afterwards in darkness to the treehouse door. Becoming ever more aware of how I bring most of my misfortune onto myself. What bliss after such a long absence to look at the world through a poet's eye. Going to bed as dusk deepens, as day folds in, a pleasure simple and pure. Tidying my papers before the move, I find long forgotten photos from one of the many of my previous loves. My tall daughter-in-law, on the dam wall with her goats, bees are swarming. After winter
quiescence.
Much warmer weather now, the curtains drawn right back. I look out to the night sky. The night sky looks in. Only in a certain light, in a certain state of mind, is the magic there. The path between the trees. The trees in their new springtime robe of green. Only in a certain light, and a certain state of mind, is the magic there. Surrounded by such beauty, it would be good to write a happy poem about. But pain, stern guardian, aligns itself with grief about the son I lost more than 2 endless years ago. Two goats, motionless, on the little bridge across the dam spillway.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you all very much for coming.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.